T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Dolphins this year get shut out, you know, 4-0 a game.
Right,
Bad teams are going to get single digits. Not great defenders anymore. The league is not the league now. Football, period. All the way from where I coach to the NFL. Everything's changing, fellas.
Let's say you have a top 7 draft pick this year and you're running a team, Channing. Is Tua Tagovailoa a risk you're willing to take with a pick that high?
It is. It's 2020. This isn't the Bo Jackson hip. This is a 2020. Got him straight to the hospital. And down here, we're in the fifth spot. The Dolphins are in the fifth spot. And Tua was the guy. We had tanked for Tua all year. They're losing. They're going to be by 50 in the first game. They've got 40 in the second. We want to tank for Tua. So now a guy gets injured, just like a Brady tore his knee up, just like an Adrian Peterson, you know, tore his knee up and came back and, you know, it came back and led this league in rushing. I think the technology, I think the medical advancements now, I would take a chance on Tua. And I want to ask y'all something. This is something I ask a lot of people. If both guys are healthy, is Tua Tagovailoa or Joe Burrow a better, more proven quarterback? Because I don't know. I don't really know the answer, but I lean towards Tua.
I think Tua's more accurate than Joe, honestly. But yeah, They're not both healthy, so you got to go with Joe.
See, I can't get past my bias. I'm from Ohio, so I'm going to go with Joe Burrow because he's from Ohio.
Yeah.
Was at Ohio State, you know, so I'm going to go with that. I think they're both really good, but I worry about that hip injury.
Well, the other thing to Channing's point is because we saw Joe Burrow without Joe Brady, you wonder how much of that was Joe Brady, whereas we saw Tua dominate for years now. I mean, we've just seen him own the SEC for years, so I think that lends credence to what Channing is saying.
Yeah, fellas, and think about it. Mr. Trubisky, 1 year at UNC, played well, got drafted high, and I'm believing that the Bears are looking for a replacement. But Joe Brady comes in with, and bro, that Saints offense, that quick fire, what Joe Burrow was doing, and I'm impressed. What he did, not even in that 17th game, the semifinals, 7 touchdowns in the first half. Like, I was my jaw dropped when I saw him play. But he got ran out of Ohio State by Haskins. He got ran out of Ohio State by Carmel Jones starting over him. Like, those guys were great.
Yeah.
And he had to transfer to get in the game with an amazing receiving core, with a dominant secondary. LSU's defense went great, but the secondary, you know, they probably had 3 first rounders in the secondary. That's when I looked at the ball, and I'm like, how can we call it, you know, recency bias.
Yes.
Are they getting stuck in this recency bias with Joe Burrow and Joe Brady's scheme and saying that he's better than the guy that went in the second half of a national championship game against Georgia and brought the guys back after Jalen Hurts, you know, pooped the bed in the first half? Like, when I look at these two players, man, when I see Tua's highlights, full games, SEC guy, I'm more impressed by what Tua did in Alabama healthy than what Joe Burrow did in a full season and an overall career at LSU/Ohio State. I just, if this hip is right, I think Tua is going to be a steal of a draft. Even if he goes after Burrow, I think we'll look back and say, wow, he went after Joe Burrow, after Chase Young. And I would raise a child with Chase Young. I love Chase Young. But when you look back at these guys, I think Tua is going to be a better NFL quarterback when this hits right.
Well, that's the question I was going to ask you, because we know they're both going to go to pretty bad teams. Who is more successful quicker, and is that show who's going to be the better quarterback overall?
Well, I was just reading, you know, up on it where you see, Sam, I don't know. People are saying that Joe Burrow might do the Eli Manning thing to Cincinnati. He came in, I read an article today, he was saying, I have the leverage where, you know, really, you don't have the leverage. You're a college guy getting drafted. But Cincinnati, I've heard Carson Palmer, you know, you've heard a little bit about Carson Palmer saying the organizations, if they don't know what they're doing. You see what Andy Dalton did, you know, decent. I'm not impressed by Andy Dalton. They're about to, you know, they're going to move on from him, obviously. And you have to look at that and say, going to bad teams where I'm not that close to Cincinnati. I am in Miami. But I like what Chris Greer, the GM, I like. They have Reggie McKenzie, who drafted Khalil Mack. He kind of felt the ratings before John Gruden came there. So with Chris Greer, Reggie McKenzie behind the scenes, and Brian Flores, who came from New England. Brian Flores, we have alumni meetings, and Brian Flores is a no-nonsense. Stay in New England, do your job. Do the right things. Do what it takes to win. I don't need friends. I need players. And I would say with Flores in charge, Chris Greer doing his thing, Stephen Ross really just backing up. Stephen Ross is a real estate guy. I think he was too involved early, and now Stephen Ross is kind of backing up because he trusts his guys. I think Miami's culture is about to change. You saw at the end of last year when they tried to win a game, they should be winning with the talent that they had. They had got through. Dolphins had guys last year, fellas, that are not going to make an NFL roster this year, and they were winning games with it. Their secondary, I could play safety better than some of the guys they had started. And I'm 36 years old with four ACL reconstructions and two Liz Franks. I have four screws in both my feet.
Wow.
So when I'm looking at the Dolphins, I really do, not being a Miami bias guy, when I'm looking at the Dolphins culture and seeing what Brian Flores is bringing, Chris Greer, Reggie McKenzie, Stephen Ross backing up, I think that whoever does get drafted by the Dolphins are in a way better situation than who goes to Cincinnati.
All right, Channing, to close this today, I'm going to test your memory of our University of Florida alma mater. Can you and I close this by singing together the very end of our alma mater that begins with "In All Kinds of Weather," the very end of it? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. In all kinds of weather, we all stick together. For FLORIDA. Loved it, Channing.
I got to be honest, usually at the end of the song, I was looking up in the stands to see what girl I'm going to try to holler at after the game. But I appreciate you bringing the nostalgia back to me.
Yes, sir. Yes, Channing, I enjoyed it so much, man. Let's do it again sometime soon. All continued success to you, bud.
Appreciate you so much, bro. Anytime, y'all give me a call.
All right, thank you. Channing Crowder. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Channing Crowder. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. Lonzo, that was one of my top five most enjoyable interviews of all time.
I like that guy.
Of all time.
I did.
I absolutely love that. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did, except for our singing there at the end. And if I ruined one of your ears, at least you have another one. An abbreviated version of Either Or coming your way next here on Offsides. All right, let's hit it with Either Or. What do you do? All right, Lonzo, I'm going to let you go first, but I think we only have time for one each today.
All right. Who is the worst commissioner in all the sports, Roger Goodell or Manfred?
Goodell by a mile. This is Manfred's first real misstep. Goodell's doesn't do anything right. What say you?
Totally disagree. Manfred, of course, is the worst, and he will be out of a job a whole lot quicker than Goodell will.
All right, Lonzo, where is the line to our conversation? Where is the line on what's acceptable to be used out of the employee fridge? Is it nothing? Is it condiments? Or is it whatever you damn well please in the employee fridge? Where's the line on what can be taken?
All right, it's condiments as long as it's a large bottle. If it's packets, then probably no.
Oh, packets you absolutely can take.
No
packets
way.
Don't belong to anybody. Packets?
Packets.
You're not, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a good human being I'm working across from here.
Packets is a sample size you brought yourself. You don't want anyone touching your packets.
So when you guys have an employee fridge at work, what is your personal MO? If you see like a yogurt in there, do you have the yogurt? Probably not, right? But if you see a big tub of barbecue sauce or ketchup, That's communal, isn't it? That's communal. I've been puzzled all week by a box of creamsicle popsicles that's in our freezer on the bottom. Because normally you wouldn't bring a box of popsicles to work if you weren't intending to share them with people. Right? A box belongs to the community, does it not?
I'm going
to
say something that's overly macho, but it's not shocking coming from me. Creamsicles are for wimps.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying.
Come on.
If I want a popsicle, I'm going to go for a bomb pop or something, you know, a little...
A bomb pop.
Yes.
Oh, there's your pillar of masculinity.
Exactly.
Oh, the bomb pop.
Nothing says macho like bomb pop.
Yeah, nothing says deliciousness like creamsicle.
Creamsicle.
All right.
Ugh.
Listen, I'm going to melt a creamsicle in your ear saying that.
Are you?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So here's what the text line says. Sauce is acceptable to take from the employee fridge if there's a lot of food. If there's a lot. No food, though. You can't take the food. Another texter says, our rule was always if individually wrapped and no name on the box, it was open for everyone. So enjoy your masculine creamsicle. I just put the word masculine in there. It worked well for me.
It'll make you feel better?
Yeah, it does. Very much better, actually. So there you go. So what is your policy? What are the rules about the employee fridge? What can be taken out of there and what cannot?
I can tell you there's been times where we've had those emails about people stealing stuff out of the refrigerator.
Listen,
we haven't had any lately.
I couldn't believe that I had eaten half of my barbecue, homemade barbecue, and somebody ate the other half. The worst move is like somebody's half-eaten lunch. You eat the other half of it. That is the worst possible punk move you could do.
That's an upstairs move, not a downstairs move. Downstairs people would never eat after someone else. They're Neanderthals up here in the upstairs. So it was someone on air who did that, even if it was in another building.
No, it didn't happen here.
Yeah.
It happened in Houston.
Doesn't matter.
So
on-air people will eat after each other. So salespeople will not do that.
You think the morality of on-air talent is worse than sales and marketing? And promotions.
I think that sales and promotions hide it better. People on air don't care.
What I love about the Upstate, coming your way next, right here on Offsides ESPN. I rightfully blame you for that. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan.
Like you wouldn't find a way to blame me for something.
Right here on ESPN Upstate. A texter says, is everybody okay? I thought I heard one dude performing the Heimlich maneuver on a guest there. Justin Herbert is a safer option than Tua Tagovailoa, a texter says. Safer, yes. Better, no. The difference, Mark, you were talking about your show versus the market. The difference, Mark, is that your show doesn't make Clemson look like a redneck backwoods small town, while certain shows on different stations do. Listen, always appreciate the kind words. Thank you very, very much.
Wait a minute, it isn't?
Would you cut that out? Houston Astros are going to get hammered with baseballs. Don't be surprised if one of them involved gets hurt. If Manfred won't deal with them, then the players will. A texter says, thank you very much for texting us here. Florida should be in the top 10 over Texas and Texas A&M. The kids would say, obvi, right? That was another very masculine thing. Lonzo, mix the obvi with the creamsicle, and I'm doing very, very well today on the masculine side, all right? By the way, we were talking about the stalker that Brett Gardner has. I'm such a bad person for laughing at this. The stalker that Brett Gardner has, her Twitter feed is nuts. She's writing on her Twitter page that they have a genuine romance, and she otherwise seems like a normal, you know, well-spoken person. This is insane to me. Brett Gardner's never met her. What a poor guy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up on the flip side, it is time to get to the top two at two, Lonzo? Is that what we're doing today? The top two at two? Let's roll with it. Coming your way next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.